frequency of the power may be of God and not of us. Well, I think I reread this last week even. Now, let's get down to where I want to be and get that verse 11. Are always delivered unto death because of Jesus, or for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal flesh. You see, that idea, it's like his eternal life was manifested through his human nature when he was here in that human body. And so that's possible. Now, I hope that puts a little governance on our attitude. Because if you don't have that governance, you're in trouble. That is, that, pardon me, that they didn't like what they saw when he was doing in his life. What's it going to be like in ours? This isn't cookies and cream. It's going to be the same kind of reaction. You know, the world will hate you. The world hated me. So they're going to hate you. What did they see? They saw his eternal life a lot of the time, and they hated that because they knew he was far, far superior to them. And that was a major issue with them. Now, in 1 John 1:2, eternal life was facing the Father and brought to light to us. That's 1 John chapter 2. Now, I put a note in here with the preposition. It's a pros preposition. It means facing, to, toward, are all ways in which that can be translated. And so in 1 John 1:2, if I can get over there.
That should be just John 1:2, shouldn't it? I think there's it.
There's one in 1 John 1:2.
Is it?
As well.
Okay, I think it was just,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life. You have a bunch of verbs there that re-push that for us. Show eternal life, which was with the Father, and which was manifested unto us. And when it says with the Father, it was facing the Father. It's pros. And it happens to be the same preposition as in John 1, the pros preposition. In that matter.
Makes sense. Same author.
Same circumstance.
Oh, same person. That's what,
yeah. Eternal life is manifested in our love for the brethren. Why would you want to manifest eternal life? You manifest it because you're in the family. And so when it says love one another, it is trying to get you to activate your eternal life and get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit activate it so that you can direct agape love toward one another of the same kind. I mean, that's that focus. And so in 3:14, it says, we know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. So that is a marker in that. And that'll work. Present tense. We love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abides in death, or is in death, or remains in death, living as though he was separated from God. And he goes on and talks about the issues of brother and murder and those things here and on down the context. Okay, the next one. 5, we've already been to 5:11 and 12. Eternal life belongs to the Christian because of the indwelling of God the Son. I don't know if you get a hold of that. I do not be reticent or reluctant to tell people. You tell believers that, and it makes a big difference. To know that because Jesus Christ indwells you, you have eternal life. And that's the only way. It's not your life that is manifested, it's his life. And so when people see Christ's life in you, they see the focus of the character of God the Son through you. And so that's how it is manifested. That's what 1 Corinthians 3 and 4, or 2 Corinthians 3 and 4 are all about. So that it can be seen, can it be manifested to those who watch and witness. It's interesting. Because you have eternal life, what kind of life do you have? Spiritual life. It's spiritual. It's not physical. It'd be nice if it was. You know, certain Pentecostals believe in the healing and the atonement. That's out of the Old Testament. But the story here is, we have spiritual life that deals with a whole different realm of existence than this existence we go through on earth. And I think of that as Chris works his material on the world system. Again, I'm enjoying that on Sunday afternoons. His approach is, it's different than most I've seen. He's getting the right stuff, but he's got a little different spin on it. They're going to all the right places. And I've been really happy with it and what is being accomplished there. And it does a lot of things to encourage me. So, okay. There are three benefits caused by that are described by the verb zao, which is like zoe, only it's a verb. And so this life is manifested by faith for the righteous one. I've got lots of passages here. I'm just going to go to the closest one, and that's Hebrews 10:32 in that first one. Hebrews chapter 10:38. I said 32. I need better. 10:38. And there it says, now the just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back into perdition, it's impossible, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. One of those passages that talking about a future saving of the soul. On that. This life works without a quality of law. You realize when you're carnal, you're governed by qualities of law of whatever kind. It can be Mosaic, it can be world system, it can be, you name it, it can be. Right. Excuse me. We're getting pretty close and I've made it this far.
I think it would be another way you could say that is this life does not work with a quality of law. The opposite.
Yeah. Well, that's really true, and that's what they say. Because law doesn't govern eternal life.
Right.
God doesn't need any governance for his kind of life. And especially when we understand we have the quality of the life of all three persons. And that makes a huge difference. We live according to God in the human spirit. And that's 1 Peter 4:6, and I'm going to go over there and we'll tie it out with this. 1 Peter 4:6. It's been a while since I've been in 1 Peter. My Bible used to just automatically fall to the Petrines. Now it falls to Hebrews for some reason. Okay, 4:6. Says, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God. What? In the spirit. In the spirit. And it's a lid case. I mean, it doesn't have a preposition in front of it, but it's locative, instrumental, or dative. And I think N is accurate here. So, again, a stack of notes with a lot of scripture. Aha.
Okay, for Bundy's law, Dennis's law. Those who are dead, does that mean those who are just not believers?
Spiritually dead ones, which means they're separated from God. Yeah. Good. Okay. Now, where are we going? Next round, Lord willing, we're going to be looking at the benefits of the indwelling of God the Father. And there's a lot more here than you think on it. I mean, we emphasize the one thing, you have a quality of the divine nature, the new nature. And there's some other things that relate to that that we'll be looking at. So these are important enough for us to kind of slow down. And that's what we've been doing on that. So, Father, may you continue to bless in this evening. We're thankful for your word and the opportunities to study it, to share it, to teach it. We're thankful again that these are thoughts that you recorded in your book so that we could think them with you as your spirit teaches us. And may that be what has happened. And as we carry these things out with us, may we continue to review in the same way. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
No,
Dennis.
No,
Situation. No. Yeah. Like even in the band, you kind of lose slowly.